Our coverage of the Baltimore Ravens in the upcoming 2015 draft continues right now on WBAL News Radio 1090 from the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, where we will be a week from tonight. And joining us right now, the Ravens VP of Public and Community Relations, Kevin Byrne. Kevin, how are you?
It's only a week away. It's,
can you believe that?
It's and you know what it is? For us, it kind of drags like the time just before Christmas for kids, you know, because you know that they're going to be gifts. You don't know what's in the box. And so these days won't go as fast as we'd like because we're anxious to find out what kind of gifts we're going to get during the draft.
And it's only a week away, and the Ravens have 10 picks to play with, which I think is really exciting. There'll be a lot of new people in the building.
There will be, you know, and if we could just duplicate what we did a year ago, you know, I think last year's draft is going to be one of the greats in our history, and it starts with the only rookie who's ever become a Pro Bowler as a rookie, and that's C.J. Mosley. Tim Jernigan's not far behind. You know, I think Terrence Brooks, the third rounder, is going to be very good. Crocker Gilmore, the other third rounder, made an impact late in the season at tight end. So
and guys like John Urschel and
you think about that. Yeah, think about those. And the rookie free agent, John Hurst, who's starting at left tackle in important games down the stretch.
Amazing. It could go down as one. Of course, we know about 96-08. It might be in that class.
It could be. It could be. And supposedly we get better as we go along. But I also know, having sat through all of the Ravens drafts, there is some luck involved. You know, people do have to drop to you. But sometimes that luck comes because you're very smart at what you do. And I think Ozzie and his group, Eric DaCosta, Joe Ortiz, they're very smart.
Let's start with, speaking of history, in the Baltimore Ravens. The franchise is beginning their 20th year, and a new logo has been unveiled today that will be worn, I believe, on the sleeve of every player or on the upper chest of every player. It's a patch, as you would expect, being the NFL. Roman numerals?
Of course. Roman numeral 20, as we celebrate our 20th season. You know, we had a lot of discussion about this and decided that we would celebrate our 20th season, but kind of save some things back for the 25th year. So actually in 25, we'll do a lot more. But the first thing we did is we picked the best 53 players in our history, a 53-player roster, which was Baker Koppelman's idea, our senior VP of ticket operations. And we let our season ticket holders pick from that 53 the 10 players who were going to be on our tickets this year. And so they did a nice job. I showed the list to Ozzie. And Ozzie,
is this list public yet?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I got to
yeah.
check it out.
Yeah. So Ozzie looked at the list, and, you know, there are 8 number one choices on that 10. There's a non-drafted player, Matt Stover, the kicker, and there's a third rounder, Marshall Yanda. And we had one player our fans voted for who can't be on our tickets because he's on the Detroit Lions, Haloti Ngata. But it's a good group. It was interesting to see how the vote panned out. I'll probably end up doing a blog about it in the next couple of weeks because the fans have a different view on that maybe some of our personnel people have on who are our 10 best players and
really?
Who are our top 25.
Interesting. And I think the biggest thing I take away from entering this 20th year process and being the draft, the fact that one guy has been calling the shots in this process for the draft for 20 years. How rare is that in modern-day professional sports?
So unusual. And Ozzie Newsome has been the guy. But I think beyond that, if you look at who Ozzie has on his group think tank, so to speak, Eric DaCosta, Joe Ortiz, all those guys have been here, George Kokinas, Vincent Newsome, since way back when. So Ozzie loves, he has a saying to me sometimes, he'll go, we scout our scouts. So they might say that, you know, Brett Hollander, well, he really has a history of hitting it on cornerbacks. So when Brett steps up for that corner, then it's going to get more weight than maybe somebody else who's good at guards but doesn't have the history of being as right on corners. So the fact that we've had this group together allows us, I think, even to make more intelligent decisions because somebody can stand on the table and Ozzie can say, you know, you can stand on the table for that running back, but you also stood on the table for these two running backs who didn't turn out to be very good. So therefore, you don't have as much weight as Eric DaCosta because when he stands on a table for a running back, he's the one who said Jamal Lewis is going to be the guy, you know, and he's the one that says Talaferro is worth a fourth-round pick.
Kevin Byrne, the Ravens VP of Public and Community Relations, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Before we get back into the draft, I do want to ask you about the schedule. It's a peculiar schedule that was released this week. Your thoughts on it, I guess, generally.
Well, you know, it's that old saying, it is what it is. But when you get the schedule, and internally I'll share something with you, it was not greeted warmly internally. You know, it used to be that there'd be a mortal sin in a schedule. And the mortal sin would be if you played a Monday night on the road, they would never put you on the road the following Sunday. It's just unfair. Well, we have one of those this year. And so the old rules don't apply anymore. The schedule, as fair as the league tries to be, and I believe they try to be as fair as they can be, is really weighted so much by television and Sunday night games and Monday night games and Thursday night games and CBS fighting to keep the games they want for Sunday afternoon at 1 and 4. So they have all these people pulling, and that's where a lot of the money's coming from. You know, television is a huge part of our foundation. So with that, you end up with the Ravens schedule this year, where 5 of the first 7 are on the road. You know, ideally, if you want to, you know, let's take the opener. Okay, you got to play Peyton Manning in Denver. Well, it'd be a lot better to play him in cold weather and windy weather. But we have him an opening day, where it should be ideal. And you can say that's unfair, but hey, you got to play him some point. And so John Harbaugh's attitude is, tell me when I have to be there, and I'll have him there, and we'll be ready.
That was my question. How long does it take John Harbaugh, if any time at all, to get over what he might perceive as an injustice or some sort of ridiculous aspect of the schedule?
I won't speak for John, but I know what his thoughts are. So if his first blush was, holy cow, they got to be kidding me. His second paragraph is, oh, we're going to find a way to win that. We're going to find a win. You guys have spent time with him. You know, he's always all about, well, they better be ready for us. You know, so he's an
That's just how they're wired.
Yeah, he's an optimist, and his thought right now is Peyton Manning's worried about us.
Is the organization frustrated with the lack of a Monday night home game?
Yes.
One since 07.
Yes. You know, with this season, we will have played 10 out of our last 11 Monday night games on the road. Did a little research and found out that there are a couple other teams like that. The Giants have a similar situation. So
that's interesting.
Well, yeah, we're not alone in that situation, but our fans would certainly like more Monday night at home. We certainly would. You know, we're playing the Arizona Cardinals on a Monday night on the road, you know, and then we're getting home Tuesday morning at 6:30 or 7, and we're getting ready for a home game the following Sunday. So it's you lose a day, but Coach Harbaugh will have them ready.
And then has there been a decision made, because there was some talk of it, of staying out west for these two back-to-back trips where you would have to go to Denver, come back east, and then go back out and play the Raiders in Oakland, assuming they're still in Oakland, by kickoff of the 2015 season. And then again later in the year, has there been any discussion to possibly staying out west?
Yes, we've already had discussion. I would say the likelihood is more so for that first set of west games and less likely with the second set having that Monday night game, that extra day out there. That might be tough to ask people to stay away from their families that extra day. So, but those are things we're talking about right now, but we are talking about staying out.
It's like a baseball team making a West Coast trip.
Yes.
A swing out west. We'll come back. We're talking with Kevin Byrne here. We'll get into Ravens draft history and some of the great behind-the-scenes stories next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.